Hopefully, we won't have a 40 crash day like we had the other day with a little bit of rain on the roads. We know that there has been a lot of angst about charging stations and making sure the public infrastructure for charging is more robust and is expanded. But let's face it, most of the people that make the EV transition, that their home is going to be their charging station and potentially much, much more. General Motors, specifically GM Energy, rolling out a new package of accessories and offerings to make that transition easier. And we welcome in Derek Sequeira, director of GM Energy, to tell us about it. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
We forgot to charge that side of the board, apparently. great to have you with us. Tell me about this bundle that you're putting together, because, I mean, we want things to be able to go not just one way, not just energy going into the car, but we want to be able to reverse that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But first, let me point out that you hit the nail on the head. As we transition into electric vehicles, one of the most critical pieces of that customer experience and really being able to get the most out of your electric vehicle is investing in really good home charging. There are stats out there showing that over 80% of your electric vehicle charging will be done at home, which is a big mind shift, right, from your gas-powered vehicle and going to the gas station to fill up. Remember, with an EV, you're bringing it home, it's charging overnight, just like your phone. So what we want to do with GM Energy is really take advantage of that. And as customers are beginning to make that EV transition, we want to unlock more value out of that electric vehicle and out of the home. And that's where the GM Energy products come into play. We're pioneering solutions for every type of customer. And in this case, we're focused on the retail home customer.
And
the amount of...
Go ahead, Derek.
The amount of energy that you're driving home in your Silverado EV can be unlocked. We've been focusing on putting energy into the vehicle, but now what if I told you with our products, you can now pull that energy out of the vehicle and use it when you need it the most? That's where GM Energy comes into play with our full product ecosystem that introduces the concept of bi-directional charging, to take the energy stored sitting in your driveway and put it back to your home.
And Derek, with these, you know, with the storms we've had and power outages, this really kind of, you know, helps mitigate those weather-related power outages too.
Absolutely. Let me give you a real life example. I think we all remember the huge storm 2 days ago in the afternoon. We were on a call and one of our engineers was there at her home in Troy, and her power went out. She said, hey, hold on, I gotta go plug my vehicle in. Went, plugged your vehicle in, boom, power back on. And that's where our product ecosystem really comes into play. As she was getting her home back and running, she could hear the neighbors dragging out their gas-powered generators, mm-hmm. causing the noise pollution. With our system, you've got that ready to go. Just plug in your vehicle, start discharging power, quiet, maintenance-free. That's where we believe we've got a really great sustainable solution for you.
Derek, how long could you power a whole house this way?
Yeah, great question. And it's really all dependent on the vehicle and what types of loads you want to back up. You know, our system... on minimal loads, on a full Silverado RST battery, can get you up to 21 days of backup power. But if you wanted to back up more loads, heavier loads in your home, obviously that's going to diminish depending on what you choose to back up and run. So, of course, it varies depending on the vehicle and depending on the size of the loads within your home.
So if the energy is moving from the car to your house, then can you still drive your car? These are very low-level questions, I know, but I'm asking for a friend.
So as you're powering your home, you need to have your car plugged in. But there are going to be times when, hey, I need to go out and pick up some milk while an outage is occurring. not now, but in the near future, we are going to be also releasing as part of our product ecosystem stationary energy storage batteries that'll give you that extra flexibility. So you know that, okay, I can leave with my vehicle and my home's still going to be powered.
Yeah, at CES, I saw a ton of portable battery stacks that you could have, you know, in a corner of your garage. So
this reminds me of the old, like, TV days with the guys in the cameras and the battery packs.
With the battery packs or the belts, yeah. You know, that they waddled around with, yeah. In terms of the affordability of this, Derek, as you package and bundle these things, if I wanted kind of a soup-to-nuts supercharging system in my home, what might it cost me when you put together these options packages?
Yeah, so we have flexible packages, and what we've developed really is within the price range of other solutions that are out there, whether you're talking about a natural gas generator or other comparable battery storage solutions. So we've got full pricing available, gmenergy.gm.com, where you can take a look at the different options. Plus, you can also speak to one of our energy specialists that can really walk you through what system would be perfect for your use and then understand how much the product and installation is going to cost you. But where we're really focused is on making sure that we've got this great customer experience so that you can unlock the value you've already spent on your electric vehicle, your Silverado RST, and extending that to having vehicle-to-home capability.
So the products are right now are only compatible with the Silverado at this point. Will it be eventually across the board?
Yeah, so we are launching with the Silverado RST, but we've come out and said that by 2026, we're going to extend capability to the remainder of our new Ultium-based vehicles. So we'll start with the truck and then continue on and expand across our Ultium vehicle portfolio.
Great stuff, Derek. Derek Sequeira, thanks very much, Director of GM Energy, as they make sure that you're not only ready to electrify on the road, but also to power your home during those intermittent power outages that seem, too common. But this is a much more affordable solution mm-hmm. to one of those big Generac, you know, systems.
Yeah.
Derek, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me this morning.
Good to have you. When we come back, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Getting a little poke in the eye from about 15 members of his own family, led by no less than his sister. But he is now officially on the ballot in Michigan. What does that mean going forward, having that third candidate? We'll talk to Jason Rowe next on JR Morning.